But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel trends and news. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're going to talk about AI. AI is in the news a lot lately. First of all, well, it's short for artificial intelligence, but apart from that, what are we talking about when we talk about AI?
Yeah, I think that needs to be explained, the basics of it. And artificial intelligence refers to the ability of computers and machines to do tasks that typically require human intelligence. And so this can include any form of pattern recognition, including faces and other images readily recognizable to humans.
Well, it is a, to me, it's like any kind of technologies. There's a good side and you can see, oh, this is pretty good. And then there's the dark side. And I always think about the dark side. It almost sounds scary, the potential for its misuse.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because there is the opportunity for people to, the risks are amplifying misinformation, bias, and inequality of options. Like maybe somebody will take over and say, this is what you should book. And it's like, for an example, one specific tour operator or company or airline. And then you also have to think about the safety and the security of consumers. And that's got to be of paramount importance.
So more specifically, when it comes to the use of travel, what have you discovered? Because it is kind of a new realm, and I really don't know a whole bunch about it. You know, there's this ChatGPT that comes up a lot. So there's different types of uses for it. But when it comes to travel, what have you discovered in your when you're looking around researching this?
Well, for example, they give the opportunity to, for a good size, like a pro, would be improving flights and itineraries and also recommending ideas. So one of the perceived benefits is to increase the efficiency of tasks, such as booking, inquiries, and customer service. And the use of AI across the travel industry has created an opportunity for consumers to quickly identify what it is they want from their trip and resolve any issues that arise throughout the process faster than before. Now, I'm going to call this because it, in my estimation, as a travel professional helping my clients in time of problem, there's nothing better than talking to a live person because then they know the nuances, but maybe AI will correct that or be able to facilitate that. So as you say, the use of AI intelligence tools like ChatGPT by travelers to plan their travel itineraries is supposed to be set to bloom. And this is according to Euromonitor International. ChatGPT is an AI chatbot, and it allows people to tailor their vacations based on who they're traveling with or what activities they're interested in, and they're sourcing information for like activities for kids, a list of top rated coffee shops. And before ChatGPT, they're saying that you could have like 50 people doing the same 50 searches for a weekend in New York, and everybody would get the same results. Now it's supposed to be really hyper personalized and getting content adapted to everybody's reality.
I'm just reading an article in Time magazine, and companies are already in on the act. Like Expedia's travel has launched a travel planner powered by ChatGPT, recommending places to go and places to stay. And Priceline's already looking into it, Airbnb and Bookings.com. So companies that are like that are using AI just to improve customer service and to help people plan their trips. So in that sense, I guess, how would you know anyways, right? If you're, you know, going on Expedia and you're looking for a trip, you wouldn't know that the information, for example, if you're going to New York or something like that in the fall and you type in the, where you're going and when you're going and pops up all the things you can do and things they recommend. You wouldn't even know it's done by AI, would you?
No, I don't think you would. Not at all. And, you know, just like the travel industry face a massive change and challenge when the internet came on board. I think this is going to be similar to that, just more advanced in technology and I guess the money that's put behind it as well. Because as you say, so many online agencies are taking advantage of AI. So for an example, Hopper, they're using their machine learning algorithms to predict where airline prices are headed, so users know when to buy. And then it uses, like, the databases uses trillions of historic flight prices to guide its predictions. And like another sites like Kayak, they're using their algorithms to let users know whether they should buy the ticket then or to wait. So if that's the truth, that's pretty amazing. And I hope we, as in the travel industry, also have those tools to be able to serve our clients as well.
I've used Hopper. I like that app because, and that's exactly what it does. The way you explained it, you just type in where you want to go, when you want to go, and they follow the prices with their algorithms of whether the prices are going up or going down, and they'll send you notifications saying, hey, this is the price now. We think it's going to get lower, so hang on, wait a bit, or the price is going up, book now. I find that really useful. And quite frankly, if that's what AI is doing, good. Because I think that's an example of, you know, how they can use algorithms to predict future prices on everything, I guess, hotels, like you say, airlines, just about anything. Where I get a, you know, like you mentioned it too, will AI replace travel agents? Maybe. If that's all you're looking for is a flight and you go on to Expedia or something like that and you book your flight. But if you get into something more complicated, I always think, like, you want the personal touch. Right. You want that person to get to know you, and they know the ins and outs. And yeah, maybe AI down the road can do all of that. But really, it's always, to me, nicer that, or better that a human is looking out for your issues.
Absolutely. And I think right for now, the AI tool main strength, it's lies in helping travelers plan their trip or find activities at their destination. But it's not yet sophisticated enough to help with things like booking a flight, where a travel agent might still come in for some. And others, like you say, they value human connection, or the fun of in the process of planning travel is important. I really, like, for personal and professional, I really like that part of it, organizing the tour, investigating different sources for myself and my guests. And just creating something that's personalized to them that you may not put into your AI search because maybe you don't remember it. But with a travel agent, they just listen to you, kind of pull out nuances of what you're seeking based on past travel and so on. So the thing is, too, ChatGPT, for example, still has a limited knowledge of data after 2021. So that included that, you know, COVID and then the developing trends after it, people wanting to work with a travel agent, because when COVID happened and you booked online, you didn't have a live person to talk to help you with, well, in those cases, canceling and then getting your credits back for future travel vouchers. So It, you know, AI will automate simple bookings like a trip home or business travel. It'll make it faster and easier for those one-off bookings. But for travelers simply looking for to get recommendation, there is a caution about over-reliance on AI, which may be programmed using old information.
Well, that's exactly it. And there's, like you mentioned too, the built-in biases of a certain destination. And there's nothing worse. We've all been through this. When you do have an issue or you have a question and you go online and all it is a chat box or whatever with a computerized AI, you know, thing trying to answer your questions. And it's just getting more and more frustrating. And sometimes all you want to do is talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I just want to talk to a person.
Yeah. We have clients or travelers that come into our agency as well. We booked on, I'm going to use an example, Expedia, but they didn't send me the confirmation, or I don't know, what do I do next? And it's like, well, you kind of have to know what you're doing to interpret what you actually ended up booking. Like, is that what you really wanted when you go online and you think that you have all the information? Do you know all the documentation about getting to that country? You don't want to go all the way to India and find out that you need a visa and then have to come all the way home.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's a good tool for certain things, but like all tools, they're limited in their ability. And I think more and more now, I'll just speak for myself. Sometimes I just want to talk to a person.
Yeah. It gives you confidence and it gives you, more learning about what your trip is all about. And it also will make it fun, really, at the end of the day, to get excited about your trip.
So for next week, I understand you are going to be on a cruise ship somewhere. We're going to try to hook up on a cruise next week, right?
Yeah, we're going on the Queen Elizabeth with Cunard, and we sail out of Vancouver for 11 days to Alaska. So really looking forward to it. One of my bucket lists is to always sail on a queen, and this is my first opportunity to do so. Have been to Alaska on land, as far as like a land vacation, but never on exploring on a cruise vacation. So looking forward to the sights and the wonder of Alaska. So hopefully we can connect and Wi-Fi works for both of us, and we can chat more.
Looking forward to it, Onanta. Thank you. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. Yes, she's a real person. She's not artificial intelligence. You can check out her website at onantaforbes.com. Thanks, Onanta.
Take care. Have a good week.